on Daf Ein Zayin Amid Beis. Let us start again from Tani Tana Kame de Rav Sheshes, which is a line before, and the lines get wide. Someone said over a Baraisa Kame de Rav Sheshes. Kol Shehu Beyikach Harehu Belo Yikach. It means every Isha, if she be a psula, she be nichlal in the say from psula ma'ama of yikach isha, is if she's an almona, harehu b'lo yikach. So then, he's over the love of lo yikach. Kol she'enai be yikach. But what is, if she'd be a psula, it is not shayach, we mekayim besula ma'am of yikach isha. In the Pashtus, the Gemara learned pshat, it means that she's achoysai. So he can't be mekayim and achoysai besula ma'am of yikach isha. That is pashat because it's impossible because kedushin is in toifes in achoysai. Einai belo yikach. So then, if she is an almona, will not be over on the love of almona. From here we learn, Prat l'koyim godol shabo al achaysay almon. So from here I have a limud, if a koyim godol was bo al achaysay almon, so the halacha is that he won't be loike al talab of almon. Let us again see Rashi. Look Rashi, kol shahu b'yikach, b'hu isha b'psuleh yikach. Bosamach lei almona grusha vachalola zayna lo yikach. Is kol shata koire bo kshehi besule yikach. Deruye le kayin godo shizroi le kikiches kayin godo yashne bebal yikach. Imoi salmona. Trat le kayin godo shene loike oleho mishamisa kohune. Elamishum isa achaisai. He will not be like it. Will not be like it out the isa kune, only out isa achaisai. So, we see from this Rashi already that we would learn different pshat in this smiches. We would learn pshat, there's no layikach. There's no love of layikach. There's a smiches that who whoever is nichlal in the yikach is nichlal in the lo yikach. Achoisai that is not in the yikach is not nichlal in the lo yikach. So it's not only she'ein eloike, but there's no lo yikach. So Rashi seems to say already that it's only a din in enisa chalalisa that you're not loike out the love of almona. So the Gemara says, Omalei, so Rav Sheshes told over this Amira said over this Baraisa, the Omaloch money. Rav Shimon, who said this Baraisa? Rav Shimon, the Omar Einisa Chalalisa. This is going according to Rav Shimon. The Sanya Rav Shimon Oima, Ha'ichul Nevela V'yema Kippurim. Was before Nevela, Potter, so he's Potter Ayem Kippur from Chorus. Because the Isser Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Vela, because an Isser Chal on Isser. The Rabbanon, if it's going according to the Rabbanon, Ha'omri Isser Chal on Isser. So according to the Rabbanon over there, that say that Yom Kippur is Chal on the Vela, so who adin, Amone should be Chal on Chosai. So here, we also have a raya that is not an emes limud. If it would be an emes limud, so what's the kasha omaloch money? It can go according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold b'chola teire kule isa chalalisa. And over here, I have a limud. Ko shehu b'yikach, harayu b'lo yikach. So the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rishash say that really it's only an asmachta, it's not a limud. I say it's very good. Rashi said Shani Loik, it's not a limud over here. This is a asmachta to tell us in other words that the Issa Almona is not chal on the Issa Achoisai. So the Gemara says, but it's the halach is halach without this asmachta. So the Gemara said, so this halach is only going according to Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon holds a nisa chalal isa. According to the Rabbanon, so this halach is not applicable, because they hold isa chalal isa, so a male the isa amona would be chal on the isa racha isa. So the Gemara says, afilu teim Rabbanon. Ki omri, this paraisa can go according to Rabbanon also. Ki omri Rabbanon isa chal al isa, ani mili isa chomo al isa kal. That's chorus on la'alav. Yem kippur an nevele, aval isa kal al isa chomo loy chay. But isa kal al isa chomo, this is, almona is an isa kal. And the Nachos is an Issa Chomo, Issa Kalal, Issa Chomo, Loi Chai. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Prat lo kain godu, sheni loi ka olea, mishim Issa Kuna, el mishim Issa Rachos. Vota mikoretz, the loi osi Issa Yom Kippurim, that's Rav Shimon who holds an Issa Chalal Issa, loi osi Issa Yom Kippurim, ומייחל איסר נבלה דקודם. אם נסנבלו מערב ים הכיפורים. הרי קודם איסר נבלה. Now, Rashi had a ha'ore. It seems he's speaking about בכל איפנים. ה'איכל נבלה ביום הכיפורים. He didn't elaborate that ה'איכל נבלה ביום הכיפורים. He's speaking about only if it was נסנבלו ערב ים כיפור. So then ים כיפור is not חל. Rabbi Shimon said a blank statement that Ha'ichol Nevela B'yem HaKippurim Afilu Nisnavlo B'yem HaKippurim. So why over there? Why the Issa Yom Kippur L'chayra was Chal before the Issa Nevela? So why are you potter from Yom Kippur? You're potter from Chorus. Why are you potter from Chorus? The Issa Yom Kippur came before the Issa Nevela. So Rashi says Vim Nisnavlo B'yem Kippurim. Falachi, so also you're not, you're part of Mikoris. Why? Falachi, asura hoi salav mi berev, mishim eva minachai. But erev yom kippurim, before the behemoth died, there was an isach of eva minachai. So memele, so this yom kippurim wasn't chal. So here the Rishonim ask Kakasha and Rashi, Ashrek lechakasha. Fine. The Issa Yom Kippurim, Kozman, the Behemoth was alive, it wasn't chal because it's the Issa Eva Minachai. But now when the Behemoth died, so the Issa Eva Minachai was Nifka. So now we have two Isurim which should be chal on it bebasachas, the Issa Nevela. And this is Yom Kippurim. So, what did Rashi say? Rashi just said that the Issa Yom Kippur wasn't chal before, because it was Eva Minachai. But now that the Behemoth died, so Lechayra, the Issa Nevela should be chal together with the Issa Yom Kippur. Which is Amir the Kekash. Tosfos in Shavuos has two Mahalchim, not like Rashi. One Mahalach Tosfos says that the Issa Yom Kippurim was not Chal v'chayav because it's an Issa of Einei Zavuach. That alone is an Issa of Einei Zavuach. So v'achta v'yachalta, in Kozman you don't check, there's an Issa von Einei Zavuach. The Issa of Einei Zavuach is v'chayav and is lachem misosai. So the Issa of Einei Zavuach prevented the Issa of Yom Kippurim to be Chal. I listen to Bailus. Chal over Ein Yisavuach. Okay, Akochi, you see this. About Koponim, the Yisra Ein Yisavuach remains. That's one Mahalach. Or there's another Mahalach, the Ritzvo says that Rav Shimon is only speaking about it's Nisnabla Erev Yom HaKippurim. It's not Nisnabla Yom HaKippurim. So then, both Yisurim will be Chal. Also, Abba Rashi Yishver. Rashi Yishver. Now, I saw the Dvar Yaakov wants to say Pshat in the Meiri, which Ledavoini, I don't understand. He brings the Meiri. The Meiri says that when the Behemoth dies, so Iser Nevele B'mokaim Iser Eva Minachai. That means Iser Nevele is a Hemshech, a continuation of Iser Eva Minachai. L'chein Iser Nevele Chal V'Iser Yom Kippurim Eini Yochel Locha. That means Iser Nevele is not a pers- now that the Iser Eva Minachai was Nifka, now we have two Isurim that are one of the Chal B'Basachas. No, Iser Nevele is B'mokaim Iser Eva Minachai. It's a Hamshach of Iser Eva Minachai, so it seems this is Chal first, and the Iser Yom Kippurim is not Chal. So he wants to explain, it's a difficult Meiri. So he wants to say Pshat, and this Meiri, with a Zera Yitzchak, the Zera Yitzchak says, She Iser Eva Minachai, Vi Iser Nevelo Yisoidon Echot. It's one Iser, Mishum She Eva She Nilkach Minachai Havi Kemay Nevela. The Eva She Nilkach Minachai Nechshav Le Mises Ha Eva, L'chein Nase Ke Nevela. So he says a Pseh Antrasanta Zach. The Iser Eva Minachai is, this Eva is dead. So it's a dead Eva. So the Torah asserts an Eva She Nisnabla. And then when the old Eva dies, so, that's why it is an Nevela. But this I can't begin to understand, because if we say that Behema b'chayel eivorim emet, this we're talking about a live Behema that was already in Isra Eva Minachai. Now this Isra of Eva Minachai, you can't call this an Isra Nevela. B'chayel, if there's an Isra Eva Minachai, b'chayel, so it's not an Isra Nevela, kochach it's a different Isra. So therefore, I don't understand it. Al koponim, so this is a difficult Rashi. So the Gemara says that no, this paraisa can go according to Chachamim also. When did the Chachamim say Yisachal al Yisachal? Yom Kippurim. Yisachamor al Yisachal. Yom Kippurim shubekoros al Yisachal shibelav. Aber Yisachal ken amon lokain godo. Alisa Chayse Shibekores. So that the Chachamim also made it. So this Baraisa could go according to the Chachamim. Tavke Chomer is Chal al Kal, but Kal is not Chal al Chom. That's one Loshen. Now from this Loshen, the Loshen was that the Baraisa is telling us when Nisa Chal al Isa. The Gemara held this is only applicable according to Rav Shimon. It's mostly not according to Chomim also. Kal is not Chal and Chomim. Then the Gemara says, Ika Damri. Chomoni Rabon. Now there's a second Lashon. That this Barais is going according to the Rabon. The Omri Isa Chal Alisa. It's going according to the Rabon. V'chi omri rabbonon isa chal al isa, ani mili isa chomor al isa kal. Aval isa kal al isa chomor loy chaya. De'i Rav Shimon, hashte isa chomor al isa kal loy chaya. Isa kal al isa chomor mi boy. So the second lesson said, punkt zaket. But this Barais is going dafka according to the Chachamim. And it's telling us that an Iser Kal is not Chal on an Iser Chom. Now let us look at Rashi in the second Loshen. V'ikra da Amri Hamoni. So here all of a sudden Rashi says, which Rashi did not mention in the first Loshen, The itzach lei lemelach. You have to learn out from the pasuk the leilechel iser almona lekayin godol al iser achais. We have to learn out that this almona is not chal. Rabbanani. So who needs a limud? Rabban domri iser chal al iser. Hilkech itzach lo lemele fani mili iser chomer al iser kal. Then avol kal al chomer lechayin. But according to Rab Shimon was a nisach halalitza, so why do you need a limud? So l'chayre, the second lotion would seem that it's like an emes a limud. It's not an asmachta. If it's an asmachta, the second lotion doesn't make sense. The rabbonah need a limud, Rab Shimon doesn't. It's not a limud. It's not a limud. It's asmachta ba'umet. Just like in the first lotion we understood that it's going ahead. It's going according to Madhyoma who holds Issach halalisa, and he said an asmachta, ain Issach halalisa, said an asmachta. Here Rashi in the second lotion, Lucheira seems to say, that it's a limutake, this is called, kol shehu biyikach areyu b'layikach, it's an emes alimut. So Memele the Rabbonon learned out from this posik a limut, that ain Issach halalisa. And what is the limut? I they hold b'shita. Issach halalisa, so this pasuk is being megalem, that Issach amone is not chal on Issach achaisai, because an Issach kal is not chal on Issach amone. But according to Rav Shimon, who holds that an Issach amone is not chal on Issach kal, so why do you need this pasuk? Lom alei lemeilef. Issach alei lemeilef, but according to Rav Shimon, we don't need this. So the Gemara says, "Mal de teime is a kohun nishani kamash malon." Gemara says, "No, you need a limud that fill according to Rav Shimon. Is a kohun nishani sheribe behen akosuv mitzvays yisayres. Hilkach afilu kal al chomor daal melechol kamash malon." So I think pshat in Rashi is that Isurei Kohune are in Yesod Dvorim Amutorim Li Yisrael. I mean, Yesod is allowed to marry Gerusha, Kohen is not allowed to marry Gerusha. So the Isurei Kohune are Dvorim which even though they're Mutar Li Yisrael, Ribe B'Makosur Mitzvah Yisrael. So this halacha that Issa is not ein Issa chalal Issa filo chomer al kal. This is a guideline by Klal Yisrael. There's a klal ein Issa chalal Issa filo chomer al kal. But kahanim have different halachas. Things which are muta by a Yisrael is also by them. So even though there's a halacha that ain't Issach halal Issa by Yisrael, but by a kohen, I would think these Yisurim do not have the same guidelines and the same klolim of other Yisurim. This is ribolem. So these Yisurim do not fall into the guidelines of Yisurim, which are chalan yidin also. So Kamash Malon, they said the Pasuk is telling us no. That would be a Gevaldik Esvore, I agree with you. But Kamash Malon, that does nisht. It's also even though, and Amon is also the kind God, even though she's Mutata Yisrael. But Al Kaponim, this Isser is also governed by the Klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Let us just again say over Taisvis, I had a ha'orah on the second Teretz of Taisvis. Prat l'koin godl shebo al ha'chayisei almon. So the Gemara is going to tell us that the Issa almon is not chal. Taime. So the Gemara wanted to say, this is going according to Rav Shimon, because he holds an Issa chal al Issa. My kama besomoch, Rav Shimon les la Issa chal al Issa, eme de Issa chal al Issa les lai. Issa moisif is lai. But Issa Moisev could be Rav Shimon does hold. By Yisurim Moisev who Gabi Achoisai. Yisra Barmone is Moisef over the Yisra Achayis. The Yisra Achayis was only Asa to him. Now that she became an Armone, Shemikoya Yisra Mishum Achayis. Shech Nishach Shemisamne Toysef Bo Yisra Armone. Now who did the Yisra Armone? Tabe Yisra Moisef Gavi Mishuach Mulchama Shein Ayochid. The Mishuach Mulchama, who is also Asa with all the Yisurim that are Kain Kodos Asa, so Memele, so it could be Issa Moisir, Rav Shimon does hold. Yom Kippur is an Issa Koilo. It's not an Issa Moisir. Yom Kippur is that this Yom Kippur is Chal, so it's Chal Amacholis Amutoris. So if we hold Koilo, so Migo it's Chal on the Macholis Amutoris, it's Chal on the Veilos. That's the old Koilo. Rav Shimon doesn't hold Koilo. So the Rav Shimon doesn't hold Koilo, so therefore, it won't be Chal on the Vela. But Issa Moisef, the Issa was Chal in the Chaticha itself. That means the this woman who was an Almona, the Issa Ramona was Chal in her Legabi the Mishuach Muhammad. So the Mela, so that's me, the Gemara, when the Gemara says, when the Gemara says Issa Moisef before, the Gemara says Migu di Itoisef Loisu Legabi Kain Hedyet. That's why I saw Legabi Kain Godel. Gemara said before, that's why Grusha is Chal on Almone. It's Migu. In this Chaticha, there was only Chal de Issa Grusha Legabi Kain Hedyet. So it's Chal Legabi Almone. So here Toisef means to say Migu di Issa Almone was Chal Legabi Yameshuach Mulchome. So it's Chal also Legabi Kain Godel. Vishloimer, the Issa bebreisa acheres, is a breis in Yevomis. Rab Shimon afilo Issa Moisef Leslie. Rab Shimon doesn't hold Issa Moisef. There the case is that, speaking about, there were three brothers and two sisters, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Rachel and Leah. Now, Reuven married Rachel, so Leah is also to him al tachais isha. Now Shimon marries Reuven married Rachel, so Leah is also al tachais isha. Now Shimon marries Leah. Now Leah is also to Levi al tachais och. She's also al tachais och now. So the shame Eishes Och was Chal in her, the Gabi Levi. So if we would say Moisef, we would say, so since the shame Eishes Och was Nitoisef in her, the Gabi Levi, she should be Chal, the Gabi Reuven also. And Rav Shimon says he's only like out Achaisish, and not Eishes Och. So we see Rav Shimon does know that it's a Moisef. So Bemele, that's, so Rav Shimon does know that it's a Moisef. So we mentioned yesterday, I noticed Tosis and Krisis Tavchav Gimel. I mean, so the Gemara is a little modnach. I mean, the Gemara wants to prove that Rav Shimon doesn't hold this, a Chalal Issa, the moving Zaraya from Yom Kippur on Medela. There's not Moisef. You have to prove to me that Rav Shimon doesn't hold this to Moisef. So the Agamar should have brought the Baraisa, the Rav Shimon holds that Eishes Och is not Chalon Achisish. Okay. Inami Yesh Loima. Then Taisa says, I'll tell you a second sentence. Dohachi Mais. Given the Rav Shimon Lesle Issa Chalon Issa, Ba'afo Gav Dabe Issa Chomer Al Issa Kal. Now, Yem Kippur Anevele is an Issa Chomer Al Issa Kal. Ki hi doichon the Bel B'yem Kippur. The Chal Issa Yemi Kippurim Shehu Bekoles. Alisa Nevera Shehi Bala. His Ochi Islam Lameima, so therefore we can derive from this, if Yem Kippur, which is an Issa Chomo, is not Chal on Nevela, which is an Issa Kal. So Ochi Islam Lameima, the Lesle Issa Moisef Be Issa Kal Alisa Chomo. So we can derive from this that he won't hold Issa Moisef, Issa Kalal, Issa Chama, Ki Dekoyin Godel, Shabo Alachaisoi Almoni. Now, the Davoini, I don't understand Taisvis. There is a Cheshbin Chomo Chal Amkal. There's such a Cheshbin. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of that Cheshbin. Yom Kippur is not Chal Amkal. He doesn't hold the Cheshbin of Chomo Chal Amkal. Maisif, the longest of Maisif is Amigo. Migu was Chal already in this Isha. So it should be Legabi someone else, so it should be Chal Legabi Moser. Moser works with Migu. Akoilu works with Migu. But Moser also works with Migu. So I don't understand the formula that Taisvah says. If Rav Shimon holds that Chomer is not Chal on Kal, so who adin? That Moisef Kal won't be Chal on Chomer. Moisef comes with alumnus of Migos, a Mehechi Taisi. Mehechi Taisi, how is it Muchach? How can you prove one Yesod from another? I don't understand clearly. But let's go further. Omale Rav Popa Labai, Yisroel Habo Alach Yesod. Now, Rav Popa asked Abaye Akasha. A Yisrael habo alachaisa, zayne mashvele. That's for sure she becomes a zayne, because a zayne is from Chayve Krisis. That I know. Now let me ask you a shayla, chalole mashvilo lo oiloi mashvilo. Does she become a chalole? That means that, that there should be an isa chalole L'koyin. Does she become a chalala also? Does adiyas chai v'krisis create chalolas? Mi amrinen, do I say, kal v'choyma, v'chai v'laven ha v'chalala, v'chai v'krisis l'koshke. That means, what's a normal case of chalala? It says by Kohen Godel, almon agrusha zoyne v'chalala, zeylo l'ikochu, Layichalo zare ba'amov, and layichalo means she doesn't become, she becomes a mechulele. Zare becomes mechulele. Learned Amad Aleph, chilo means that she was kosher and nischalo. That's going on the isha. So the pasuk says that by chay v'lav and the kohuna, chay v'lav, if a kohen gadol is boa on a grusha, is boa on a mone, she becomes a chalo. So memele is, can make a kal v'chayma. If a bi is chay v'lavin, she'en is shove b'keil, don't you have lavin d'kudna, makes her for a chalole. So a chay v'krisis of a Yisrael should also make a chalole. It should be, a chay v'krisis should make her for a chalole. Oidu me ein chalole al misa kune. Well, we find the parsha of chalole by Yisurikun, maybe this all been chalos only by Yisurikun. Now, Agav Urche, the Pnei Yeshua says, that, on the tzad that shall become a chalole, how will the Yisur chalole be chal on the Yisur zayne? Zayne is also betrumas, a chalole is not a meise. So he says, it's chal b'basachas. Okay. It's b'basachas mosa chal. She's a zayne. Abiyah of Chayve Krisis. She's a Chalola because Abiyah's Chayve Krisis makes Chalola. So Kavu Chayma. If Abiyah's Chayve Lavin makes Chalola, so Abiyah's Chayve Krisis doesn't make Chalola. Or maybe not. Oma lei ein Chalola ela Misakun. She told him, no, the Chalola is only for Misurikun. Let us see what Rashi says. Zayna Mashvila Pshitali Zoyna Mashvala, that's Pashit. Da Nivala Bilas Pasul, Vasurla Kayim Mishum Zoyna, Elami Boyle, Halola Mi Mashvala, Lilka is Kayin Aleo Mishum Halola, Eloi. Yeah. So the Moise told him, I Yisot, Ein Halolas, Ein Halola Elo Mi Isuri Kunabala. Omar of it. So there's such a Yisot, that chalolos is only for misurikun. Omer rovet menoha milse, the Omer rabbonon ain't chalola ela misurikun. How do we know this? I have a kal v'chayma. So how do I know this, that Ein Chol Olam Yisurikun? This Anya. We learned a Baraisa, and the Baraisa tells us a few kashes, and on these kashes it says Terutzim, and from one of these kashes we learn out that Ein Chol Olam Yisurikun. Now, just to appreciate what the Baraisa is talking about, Parshas Emor, there are two psukim. In Parshas Emor, it says as follows. First, it speaks about a kohen hedyot. Isha zoyna v'chalola lo yikachu. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. So it says a posik that a kohen hedyot should not marry a zoyna chalola, should not marry a grusha. Then later it says, when it speaks about a kohen gadol, it says, almona o grusha v'chalola zoyna es eila lo yikach. So, l'chayre, grusha, chalola, and zoyna is extra. I mean, every kohen gadol is a kohen hedyot also. It's a kohen hedyot plus. So if it said before that a kohen hedyot is also, there it says, zayna v'chalola, isha zayna v'chalola yikochu, isha grusha misha lo yikochu, so it says already that a kohen hedyot is also zayna, chalola, and grusha. So why does it have to say, by a kohen gadol, almona u'grusha v'chalola zayna zayla lo yikochu? Almona has to tell me that a kohen gadol is also almona. But these three words, grusha, chalola, zayne, l'cher, this is extra. And that is what the Baraisa is going to be mepalpo. So Ba'emis and I have three extra words here, grusha, chalola, and zayne. Okay, so now let us see the Baraisa. The Sanya. Vayayme grusha b'koyen gadol. Why? It shouldn't say grusha b'koyin gadol. V'teise b'kal v'chayma m'koyin hedyot. I'll learn out, it's a koshkem from a koyin hedyot. V'ano amina hashta l'koyin hedyot asure. Madoch, a grusha zosa to koyin hedyot l'koyin gadol m'boy. Let's see how Rashi explains the kashi. Rashi, l'koyin gadol m'boy, may had you to say Nesra Olof. So Rashi seems to be saying, not to learn the Gemara Kipshutai, the Pashtus Loshen HaGemara would seem to be saying, I have a Kalvachayma, Adoch HaKayin Hedyot is also, but HaGrush HaKayin Godo Zicha also beGrushin. Then, this kasha is, Eim Azirim in Adin, you can't make it not like it. I mean, what's the kasha? Eim Azirim in Adin, an ancient in Adin. I make a Kal Vachayma. So therefore, Rashi seems to be saying that the kasha is not you need a Kal Vachayma. A Kayin Godel is a Kayin Hedyot plus. So where did the Issa Grusha fall off? You have to tell me, a Kayin Godel is not allowed to marry a Grusha. I know he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Is a kohen hedyot plus? You tell me a kohen gadol is not allowed to eat nevela. I mean, he's a yid also. I mean, a kohen gadol is not allowed to eat nevela. So, my mail, that's what Rashi says over here. Me had you too say Nesra Olof. So why did you have to say it's also begush? Yeah. Lama nemro. So it says, Kishem shechaluke grusha mizayne v'chalola b'koyin hedyet kachaluke b'koyin god. Now this is a shverig gemara over here. Let us see what Rashi says. Kishem shechaluke grusha mizayne v'chalola hamures eitzel koyin hedyet. We see that grusha is chaluk from zayne v'chalola. Sheyichid lo lav la'atzmo. The Torah wrote a special lav on grusha. By a kohen hedyot, it says, Isha zayna v'chalola lo yikachu. Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yekoch. There's a special love on grusha by Kohen Agid. So, yeah. She'yichad olav la'atzma ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yekoch. Le'lamdoch. So Rashi says, why did he need a special love? Lelamdoch, she'im zoyna, v'chalola, u'gerusha, he like aleo, af mishem gerusha. Now, Rashi is saying a murdik and mouthful over here. Now, what is Rashi saying? That M'chayra Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, Isha zayna v'chalola lo yikoch. You shouldn't take a zayna. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikoch. So Rashi says the isha grusha is talking about that m'chayra she was a zayna v'chalola. And now she became a grusha that is coming to tell us av mishim grusha. V'loike le'av mishim grusha. Fine. Now let's stop here. So this is a Maidik Chiddush. Now, why should he be like Al Grusha? Now, Azayne is also Lakune, is also Betrume. Achalola, we also have the same problem. Achalola is Chalan Zayne. Okay, that's a problem. But let's go further. But she's also ready. She's also Betrume. She's also Lakune. And now she became a grusha. And this pasuk is telling us that the Issa grusha is chal on the Issa zayin v'chalol. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. So the Shara Melech says, the Shara Melech is very kizayin, halacha yud mehilchas isur abiyah. That what that is pshat. We learn from this pasuk that be isurei kohune isa chalal isa. The isa grusha is chal on the isa of zayne v'chalol. So he said, we just learned before a kohen gadol shebo al achoisei amone, he's not like al tzamone. He says, yeah. Almone is not chalan achoisai. That's true. The iser almone is not chal an a iser dalma. That's what Rashi said before. The iser almone is not chal an iser dalma. Rashi had mentioned this before that lotion. That's what it says in the pasuk. Oh, Mitzvah says, "Ilkach will kala chama da alma leichu kamash malam." Al kaponim, but that's a kipshat. An iser kohune is not chal on an iser da alma, but an iser kohune is chal on an iser kohune. And that's what this pasuk is telling me. That grusha is chal on zayne v'chalol. So now let's go a little further. So that's what the grusha is telling me by Kohen Hedyot. It was a special love, it's chaluke, a special love to tell me that she was already a zayne v'chalol, and isha grusha meisha, that it's chal. Ragavuche, before we go further, we learned the Baraisa before. The Baraisa before said, that Yeloika Arba, if the Seder was, Almone, Grusha, Chalolo, Zaino, then it's Chal because it's called a Moise. But the other way, you only like it once. Aye, how does it stem with this? So the Shamel says it doesn't stem. It seems it's a machlokes. But fact, it doesn't stem. Ein Hanami, this is, these two Baraisas don't stem. Okay, let's go a little further. Yeah. Lamdor shim za is a memele. Kshem, let's again the rash. Kshem shechaluk igrusha mizayne v'chalol amur esaychol kain hedye. Sheyichad lo lav la'atzmo. There's a separate love by grusha, by a kohen hed, vish grusha misha lo yikoch l'lamdoch. Shim zayna v'chalol grusha hi lo yikoch leo av mishim grusha. That's what's coming to tell us. Kachaluke b'kohen godol. Afal pi shenemru boi b'lav echo. That means that it says by a kohen godol, Almone, Grusha, Vachalola, Zoyna, Seilo, Lo Yikoch. So we had a kash, why did it say Grusha? I know this already. So Grusha is coming to tell us that just like by a Kohen Hedyet, the Issa Grusha is Chal. The Issa Zoyna, Vachalola, say the Issa Grusha is Chal. And the Issa Grusha is Chal on Almone. That's what's coming to tell us. Frag the Gemara, please. Gemara says, yeah. Shem shechluke grusha mizayna v'chalola v'kayin hedit kachluke v'kayin godol. Rek the Gemara pshite. Migre gora. I mean, if a kayin hedit, you say that the isa grusha is chal, another isurim, so a kayin godol is right. Is a kayin hedit hit loss. So why should the isa grusha be chal on him? Let's see what Rashi says. Pshita, Mikagor, but me, with nation asa kayin godol, nis might kadushosoi, aloi med yetusoi, nechel kol of lishnei lavin. We know already by a head yet that it's cholok, that it's chal. It's chal to be like olof, even though he's also alta difenis. So why did he need grusha to tell me by kayin godol that he's a grusha is chal? Yeah. Elo, kishem shechaluke grusha mizayna v'chalola v'kayin hedyit, kach almona chaluke migrusha v'chalola zayna v'kayin godol. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, kach chaluke almona migrusha, shim hoysa almona, וגרושה וחלולה זוינה, חי בו כל אחס ואחס, יחייב על צלמונה אוסו. והי דנוקת תנה לפלוגי, אלמונה לחודה. He's coming to tell us that the איסר אלמונה is חל on the other איסור. לאיצח לפלוגי חלולה מזוינה. You don't have to come and tell me that the איסר חלולה is חל on זוינה. בשום דחלולה דומוחלקס מזוינה מכאין הדיד כמלון. The goli begrusha who adin bechalola. So Rashi sank here a whole megillah that by a kohen hedyet it said isha zayna bechalola layikach or isha grusha miisha layikach. So it said a bazunder alav by grusha to tell me that grusha is chal and zayna bechalola. So lemaise, so this lav in the longness of this lav is by isurei kuna we say isha chalalisa. So it seems now Zayne v'chalola sukish to Grusha. Just like Grusha is chal on Zayne, so Zayne is chal on chalola also. The Memele, so from that posik I know these three suri kohune, there's no problem when Issa chalalissa, and one is chal on the other. That's by a kohen hed. So by a kohen godol, Grusha, Zayne v'chalola, also no one is chal on the other. That I know from kohen hed yet. Avol amone di toisve bekoyin godol. But now we have a new lav. A lav of amone. Lemetina boshen is chalko. There I don't have any limud that the iser amone is chal and the iser grusha. It's a chleila meile. So that's why it said grusha. So stuck grusha next to Almone, not to tell me that a kohen godol is also a grusha, not to tell me that grusha is chalal Almone, it's coming to tell us that Almone has the characteristics of grusha. Just like grusha is chal on other yisurei kohune, we say isa chalal isa, so Almone is also chal. That's why it said the word grusha. Right. Chalola lama nemro. Now the Gemara is further. It says, Grusha, amana grusha, grusha. Now we know why it says, Bachalola zayna sayla layikach. So now I have a problem in Chalol, I have a problem in Zayin. So why does it say Chalol? Chalol olam anemra. To tell me, ein Chalol ela meyisa kohune. Chalol is only meyisa kohune. That's why it says Chalol. Now, where do we see this? And that's what Rava said, that's what Abaye told him. Ein Chalol ela meyisa kohune. We learn that from this pasuk. Chalol olam anemra. Arei yisur lekayin hedyet. I said, no, that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Chalol. Arei yisur lekayin hedyet. Loim aloch. Ein Chalol elo me'isa kune. And where do we see this? Mikro yisere darshine. I darshin, the word Chalol is extra. Bahai dahodakos. But that was the Torah repeated. That almone grusha Chalol is oinu leikochi. Rahochi kosva loimel. Shetilmat miseda ha'omo. Chalola acha almone egrushe. She'ein isura noyik elo bekaihanim. Leikosva acha zoine. Shemetinu shemznus poisel bi Israel. Aymeloch shenikres chalola elo mibias psul kune levada. Now, let us explain what Rashi is saying. The Barsha says Pshat and Rashi as follows. When it says by Koyin Hedyet, the law by Koyin Hedyet, so there the Pasuk is very misleading. It says, Isha Zoyna Vachalola. It says Chalola after the word Zoyna. Now, we heard that Zoyna in Yesod is not an Isser that's miyuchid only l'kahanim. The Gemara said before that Zoyna is called an Isser Moisev. Why is it called an Isser Moisev? The Shem's Nus Poisel be Yisrael. The Shem, which was a Moisev, the Kechidish, Amal Kaponim, the Gemara said that the Zoyna is also l'Yisrael Amos. So there's different... chlukim, when what kind of a zayin is also the Yisrael, asayta lebaila. Al kaponim, the unterste shure is that there's an isa zayin ali Yisrael also. It's not only an isa hameyuchad lekayhan. So memela, the Torah repeated chalola after almone egrusha, before zayina. So the chalola was written, don't be misled. The first pasuk it says Zoyna Chalola, so you could think that Chalolas could be afilu from Labavke Isurei Kune. It could be Chalolas is because Zoyna is not an Isra Meyuchad LeKahanim. So that's why in the second pasuk it says Almano Ugrusha VeChalola to tell me that Chalolas is only from an Isra Kune from Almano Ugrusha. That's what it's coming to tell us. Yeah. Either kosvel ochi kosvel oime shetilman misei da oma chalole achalmane grushe shein yisurim negal bekahanim le kosva achazoyin shemetinu shemznus paisel bi yisrael leim eloch shein nikreis chalole mibiyis psul kuna labada leim mibiyis isar hanoyik af bi yisrael. So memele, that's that. Now it says Zoyna. Why does it say Zoyna? Zoyna, the Gemara says, Zoyna lama nemla. Why does it say Zoyna? Nema kan Zoyna. Venema lahalon Zoyna. Before it said also Zoyna by a kain hedyet. Ma kan zare chulen. But here it says by a kain godol is machalol de zera. The children become chalol. Avlaholon Zarichul. They're also Zarichulin that a Kain Hedyet is born on Isurekune, these Mechalol de Zerah. Zot Rashi, Benam Alaholon Bekain Hedyet, Ma Kan Bekain Godel Zarichulin, the Chsibla Yechalel, Zarichulin, Hilkach, yeah, period. Fine. So this is the Mekair that we know, Ein Chalola Elo Me Isurekune. Omar Ravash. So now Ravashi, so we're educated, we know Klolim. Hilkach, therefore, Koyin Habo Alachoisoi.
koyin petzbo alachoisai. So we just learned that ein chalola ella misurei kudim. So a koyin is abo alachoisai. Zoina mashvila, so the zachaisa will become a zoina. Chalola loy mashvila, but she will not become a chalola. That's what just said. Ein chalola is ella misurei kudim. Chazar ubo aleo, now if it's chazar ubo aleo, aso a chalola. Now she'll become a chalola. Now, let us see Rashi. Hilkach, hoyo, ve'ein chalola ela me'isa kohune. There's no chalolas. Only sikune makes chalolas. Koyin hedyit, oi koyin godol, shebo ala chaysay pnuye. Zayne mashmalo, lilkes koyin habole oid, bishem zayne. Shainivolo bilas nus, meyosolo. Chalolo le mashmalo. Vein koyin shaini habole loike mishem chalolo. It said the koyin will not be like alt chalolo because she didn't become a chalolo. This bia was not a bia of Yisurei Kohen. Now, let me just mention a very interesting Meiri. A Koyin Habo Alachaisai. So, she didn't become a Chalola. No, a Chalola Salam Yisuri Kohone. They had a child. So, the child is a Mamza. Sure. That's Chayvei Krisis. Shimonat Emoni. The child is a Mamza. So the Miri brings down a machloikis if this child will eat tume. So the Miri says, yeah, eat tume. It's a koin. There's no chilul yet. The chilul is from Yisuri Kohune. That's Yisuri Kohune. She's not a chalola. The child is not a chalol. So you have a mamza, you eat tume, not being permitted to name a tamal amazing. It's a koin. Remember, he can't get married to his also loving Bekol. That's because somebody's he is a Kohen and a Mamza. And the Miri says he would disagree with this Yisod. He says if a person is a Mamza and he's also loving Bekol, so these two things, Kedushas Kune and also loving Bekol, this Zichen doesn't stay. So if he became Nivsa Lava Bekol, he zicha doesn't have Kedushas Kohen. That's what the Miri says. And the Chinuch has to bring a big machlekes in this shaila. If a Mamza Kohen has Kedushas Kohen, this is Nagei, Lagabi Truma, Lagabi a multitude of Inyonim. Like this, he has Kedushas. Okay, that's a Shekhni Truma. Can he Truma is the Mason. Now let's go a little further. So Al Kaponim, she became a Zayn. Chazar Abole, also Chalola. Yeah. Chalola, Shani Abole, Oleika Mishim Chalola. Chazar Abole. Who Aikoyen Acha? But it was Baila second time. Aso Chalola. Shrei Asur Aloi Yishem Zayna. Shrei Neinoyik Elo Bekohunim. So now, there are a few problems over here. Chaza Obola, he was boiled out. If another Kohen was boiled, let's first say the easy things. Who are Yahya? A Kohen Acha. Another Kohen that was boiled, huh? Is a very poshut adin. Lemaise, Reuven was bo ala chaysay. Reuven's a Kohen, is bo ala chaysay. Right? So he made her a zayn. Now another Kohen, no relationship to Lagabi, the second Kohen, she's a zayn. She's a Zayna, that's it. So now the second Kohen will be Bala Zayna. So he made her a Chalala. Fine, this is Isuriku. Akashi says that Reuven will also make her a Chalala. Now, Reuven is a very big problem. because Lagabe Reuven, the Issa Zoyna was not Chal, and the Issa Achaisoy. It's like we had before that the Issa Abona is not Chal, and the Issa Achaisoy, because the Issa Kal and Issa Chomo. So Lachayre Reuven will not be like Al Zoyna. So Lagabe Reuven, she's not a Zoyna. So now, there is no Issure Kohune on Reuven. Now Reuven is Baila again, he made her a Chalola. So how does this work? So the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm Meir Adik HaChidish. Afilo, Reuven is not like Al Zayne. But she is a Zayne. But Rai, Shimon is not to marry. Shimon, the Kayin, Shimon is not to marry her because she's a Zayne. So Memele, so that's cool. There was Abi of Yisurei Kune. He was Boil. Even though by him it is a Dine Venissa Chalalis, he will get Malkis. But that's called a bi of Yisurei Kohune. That's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. A big Chiddush. That's what he says. That Imre Moshe, I think, thinks about the Minchas Chinuch. Well, Kaponim, that is what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. There's one more Ha'ora over here. This Ha'ora as follows. It says over here that the Miri is Moira this. Chazar u'boleh. That means by a second bia. So now the first bia made her for a zayne, and the second bia made her for a chalola. So lechayre effect the miri. Why do you need a second bia? The haro made her for a zayne, and the gemar bia should make her for a chalola. Why do you need two bias? So the miri has two mahalchim. One mahalach, the miri says. Talking about that the first bia was made a haros. So that's in a chanami should become a chalol. Then the Miri brings down a merdeki yisod. That what haros has a din of a bia, that means if he made haros and was pirish, so then, so there's a teres bia and so she'll become a zayna with the haro. But if he was gaima the bia, so then it only gets a shame bia with the gmar bia. Haro is only a bia if he was pirish with haro. But if he made a gmar bia, then she'll first become a zayna with the gmar bia. That's my other say, alom the sab achshime. That means if he made haro and he was pirish, So haro is achshivis of a gemar bia. That also is a teres bia. But if he wasn't pirish, so then she first becomes a zayne by the gemar bia. So therefore you need a new bia to make up for a chalom.